Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the mound. Palmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Muser reaches second base with a double. Singleton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Muser moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds fires to first and has DeCinces trapped. There's the throw to Randall, who tags DeCinces for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Bellinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Al Bumbrey now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Johnson now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.